Zero. Hor Rabbonin, Hor Reb Shimon, and Echnami. We only said before, according to Reb Shimon, that Dashin's time of the Kroah, that wherever there's a case that you may never get it back after Yevol, then the Torah gives you a Kula, you could be Goyle Chasoyim. But that's only Reb Shimon's Svara. Mashenkin, the Rabbonin, they don't Dashin this time of the Kroah. Therefore, if you don't know the Drosh of the Kroah, then the Svara is just the opposite. If the Torah put a Chumra on you, Sadar Rabba, you're Moroni Machmir, that you cannot be Goyle Chasoyim. According to the Rabbonin, by a bote or a chayma, you cannot redeem it lechatzoyim. Now the Gemara says clearly, Tony Chod, the one price we learned, that love of a goy of a goy lechatzoyim. Yes, you have a right to borrow money and to buy it back halfway. V'tanya Yidach, another price says, ain't love of a goy of a goy lechatzoyim. No, you're not allowed to buy it back halfway. So Gemara says, Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Hor Rabbonin, Hor Rab Shimon. The one that says you could be Goyle Chatzoyim, that's according to Rab Shimon, that he dashed his time with the crow, and according to the Rabbon, that you do not, he cannot redeem it. And this is talking about by a Moicha Bayis, Be'ir Chayma. Now the Gemara says, O Malei Ravacha Brei the Rabbah the Ravashi, Ikal Amifrach. You can know I could ask a question on this Brisa. That here what, this last Brisa needed the Posse to tell me that when you Makdish, if you Makdish your fields, that you have a right to be Goyle Chatzoyim. You have a right, because without the posuk, I would have thought to say, you can't be girl lechatzoyim. So this to have a kasha. Ikal mifroch, like, what did you want to say without the posuk, you can't be girl lechatzoyim? Because you want to learn it out from meicher bayis boti arechayma. So Gemara says, no, ikal mifroch, you can ask the question, ma le meicher bayis boti arechayma, you know why over there, you can't be girl lechatzoyim, shekein hura koichoy li girl yelam. Because you don't have a right to buy it back forever. And the other locker is only the first year can you buy it back. But after the first year, you can't buy it back anymore. So maybe that's why you can't be goyot lechatzoyim. But to Yom, but I'll tell you, the Makdish, in a case where a person is Makdish's fields, sheyofa koichoy, there he has power, li goyot liyolim, but the locker is you have a right to be goyot, kolzaman yoyvel didn't come yet. You have a right to be goyot to redeem it. If so, maybe I would know in Svara that you could be Goyle Lechatzoyim. So how does the Brisa say no, that without the Pusik you can't be Goyle Lechatzoyim? So Gemara answers, O Malei Ravacha Sabal Ravashi, Mishrum Deikla Meimah, because you could say like this, Nehed the Dinah, bring back the Din, and taste the Mehatzad. I'd rather learn it out with the Mehatzad. What does that mean? So what you can learn like this, that Moiche Sedei Achuza Yechiach, that what she offer, koich you have a better power, ligur liyerlim. That I call upon him, you can redeem it until yevil. V'yein loive, v'goyer lachatzoyim. And still the Torah says, k'day gulosoy, you cannot redeem it halfway. Now, if you ask though, so may I learn out makdish, that you cannot redeem it halfway. But on this you'd ask me, ma lemoiches de'achuzah, shken hura koicha ligur miyad. I'll tell you no. Maybe only by stay achuza, there you cannot redeem it back the first 2 years. So maybe that's why you can't do it lechatzoyim. Mashenka, when you makdish something that you could redeem it right away, maybe there in svar you should be able to redeem it halfway. So this the Gemara answers back, no. Moicher bayis aboti yorecham yechiach. I'll prove it to you from bayis and aboti yorechayma. That what? That there you could redeem it the first year, and still we're saying now that you cannot redeem it halfway. So therefore, in Svara, I would have said, Makdish has the same halacha, that you have no right to buy it back halfway. That's why I need the posig, im goy yigril. Now the Gemara says no. Oh no, it's good, yeah, and the Gemara says now, v'chozer hadin, and we learn out backwards again, that leroy zeh keroy zeh, this is not like this, and atzad ha-shov v'shevem, what's the common denominator over here? Shenigolin, that you have a right to be girl to redeem it, but still, v'yein love of a girl v'gol ha-chatzoyim, that you cannot redeem it halfway. So therefore, I would have thought to say, af ani yavi makdish, the same svara should apply when you want to be makdish your fields. Shenigal, that lochridge, you could be poyed with, you could buy it back right away even, up until yovel, and still I would say, v'yein love of a girl v'gol ha-chatzoyim, that you should have no right to redeem it halfway. So that's why the Gemara says, the price said before, I need the posik, im goyel, you goyel, the teacher and me not like that, that even by Makdish you could also be poydirit halfway. Oh, malei mazutra bre derav mori l'ravino, ikla mifrach. Now, still I can ask the question over here. Ikla mifrach, ma liatzara shoveshbem, you know what's something special about these two things, shekein hura koichen Shno, the second year, you have the right to be paid for it back. Both by Bote or Echaima, there you only have a right to buy it back the first year. But the second year, you cannot buy it back. And Hu Adin, when you sell your Stei Achuza, there we say the first 2 years you can't buy it back. True, the third year you could. But I call upon him the first year and second year you cannot. So it comes out by both, Bote or Echaima, and by Stei Achuza, the second year you cannot buy it back. Maybe only that's why the Torah says you can't buy it back lechatzoyim. But Tayoma b'maktish, Mashen can I tell you when you maktish your fields, sheyofa koicha, there you're better off, ligo v'shanishniya. That when you maktish your fields, there you could buy it back the second year. You could be poiderit. So maybe then I would think that you could be poiderit lechatzoyim even without the posik. So what's Pshan the Braisa? So Gemara says no. Omale Ravino Mishum Diiklamem. It's like it say, Eved Ivri Hanim Kali Avikachovim Yechiach. I can prove it to you. Where an Eved Ivri was sold to a guy, Sheyofa Koycheli Goyel B'Shana Shniya. Over there, he does have the power to redeem himself the second year. And still, the locher is V'Yein Loiv of a Goyel V'Goyel Chatzoyim. That we came out before that an Eved Ivri cannot redeem himself halfway. So therefore, because of this svar, I would have thought to say, Hu Adin, when you maktish your fields also, you cannot be goyel lechatzoyim. That's why the Braisa says, no, we need the pasuk. V'im goyel yegoyel, that you could be poiderit lechatzoyim. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding up Chof Halef from an Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Boy mine Rafuna Bachinano Mirav Sheshis. That Rafuna Bachinano asked a question from Rav Sheshis. What's going to be the halacha? Ha moicher bayis v'bote yorei choyma. The person sells his house in a city in Eretz Yisrael that has a choyma, has a wall around it from Yemais Yeshua, like Yerushalayim. So the shalom is nigo lekroivim, or yein nigo lekroivim. Do the kroivim have a right to go and buy back the field from the person that bought it by force or not? In other words, by stei achuzah, there the pasuk says that you have a right, that when you sell your stei achuzah, your kroivim should come and redeem it for you. That there's a mitzvah upon the kroivim, and if the kroivim want to do it, then the person that bought it can't say no, he has to sell it back. The question is, what about a bayis, what the orichayimah? True, the Torah pasuk, the pasuk pasuk says, gula, that the owner himself could go, like the original owner could buy it back. The question is, what about if the Kroivim want to come and buy it back? That Lakeach does not want to sell it. Does he have to sell it back or not? That's the Shaila. Gulosa Mizdeach Uzagomer. Do we learn out of Xerishov? It says Gulosa over here by a bias. Who then it says Gulosa by a field? So we should ask in Masa Deach Uzam. Just like by the Parsha where you sell a field, that Eina Nigelis Lechatzoyim. Before we said that you cannot redeem it halfway, you have to pay all the money for it at one time to redeem the whole thing. And also, v'nigelus l'kroivim, there the pasuk says clearly that the ben doidoi, your doidoi, that your uncles, they could come and they could redeem it for you. And we're saying now they have a right to do it. And if the one that bought it, he's forced, he has to sell it back to the kroivim. So maybe afhainami, the same thing should apply when you sell your house in an ear of a chayma. Is af hainami ein nigul lechatzoyim, the same halacha that came out before, you cannot redeem it halfway, but maybe also v'nigul lekroivim, that your kroivim, your uncle, has the right to go to that person that bought it off you and say, listen, here's the money, I want to buy it back, and the person cannot say no. Oy dilma, maybe no. Ki ksiv gula b'chatzoyim hu dichsiv. When does the pasuk say gula by stei achuzam in the halacha of chatzoyim? It says kidei gulosoi, that you can't redeem halfway, only the whole thing. So therefore we make a gzeirah shav other places also, you can't redeem it halfway. But the kroivim, that the pasuk says by stei achuza, that the kroivim, the uncle, could come and redeem it, like siv, it doesn't say it by the word of gula. So middle therefore you don't learn out to the word of gula that it says by stei achuza. So that's the question. When you sell a regular field, a stei achuza, and you don't have enough money to redeem it back, the question is, could you crave him, could your uncle come and redeem it back, like for you? Does the lakeach, the one that bought it, have to sell it back or not? Omalei, so he answered back, no, Eina nigol. No, the one that bought it now does not have to sell it back. He only has to sell it back to the original owner. But if the owner doesn't have money, just as kreivim, there's no halacha of gulas kreivim by bote or rechayim. Moses eitz we have a kasha. The pasuk says b'chol gula titnu. It's like an extra pasuk. Rashi says the pasuk really is u'v'chol eres achuzaschem gula titnu loritz. So Rashi says kroy yiseru. There's an extra pasuk and it doesn't explain it on who's it going on. So Gemara says now what do we do with this extra pasuk? Is l'rabois batim v'eved ivri. It comes to include that batim if you sell a bayis in an orichayma or else an eved ivri that has a special halach of gula. So my love doesn't mean to say that the batei orichayma that they also have the halacha of gulas kreivim, that the kreivim could buy back the field, the house, in an ir chayma. So Mor says, Loi, that's not trying this pasuk. I tell you, batei chatzerim. It's just talking about a regular bayis chatzim, means a house, in an open city that does not have a wall around it. But maybe batei orichayma is different. So Mor says, no, batei chatzerim, a house. And a chatzera means a city that's open, it doesn't have a wall around it. The hegdik sibu, if it doesn't have a wall around it, then it has the same halacha like a stei achuza. And by a stei achuza, when you sell your regular field, the pasuk says clearly, al sedeh oritz yichoshev. Rashi, the harekan stei achuza. It says clearly in the pasuk that if you sell a house in a regular city, it has a halacha like a stei achuza. And by Estei Achuzah, there the pasuk says clearly that the Kroivim could come and redeem it. So what do we need a special pasuk for here to tell me that the Bayis, the Bati Chatzerim, the Kroivim could redeem it? The pasuk says clearly like that. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you true, it's like two psukim, but who la kevei achoiva? Come to teach us that it's a choiv, it's a mitzvah upon the Kroivim to go and redeem it. And really, and this is the machlekes, and we'll leave with the Rabbi Lez. We'll go now according to Rabbi Lez Shita. The time, because we learned like this. The pasuk says, "V'goal es mimkar ochid." It's saying what? That what your brother sold, if you have money, the brother now should go and redeem it for him. So that's a reshus. Tanakama learned this only reshus. If he wants to, the kraven could do it. They don't have to. To'aymi, you're telling me reshus is only reshus if they want to. Oyeinu, maybe not elechoiva. Maybe when a kraven, there's a mitzvah upon the kraven to redeem it back. Tamalayim, this we say no. The pasuk says, "V'ish." The person does not have a girl, does not have a person to redeem it for him. So the question is, is there anybody, any Jew, that doesn't have somebody to be goyal, any karav? Like, go down the line, there has to be some karav, his uncle, his aunt, has to be some karav alive. How could there be a Jew that doesn't have karavim? Elamai, what does the person mean to say? If the ish ki loyi elagoyel, if he doesn't have any kroivim, that means to say, elazeh sheyesh loy, true, he has kroivim. But v'ein haroi tzalikach, but they do not want to buy it back for him. Shor reshus biyadoy, they have the right to do that. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. That the pasuk says kroivim could do it, means just that it's reshus. If they want to, they could redeem it back. But if they do not want to, there's no chay, they don't have to. Rabbi Elazar Waimano, the goal as mimka rochiv, that's what Torah says, the brother should redeem his brother's property, is chayva. It's a chayv, it's a mitzvah, it's a chayv, he has to do it. You're telling me it's a chayv, or Yenuel Rishus, no, maybe it's only Rishus. Talmud Rambam, the posuk says, Bechol gula titnu, his extra posuk of Bechol gula titnu, is hakosav kaveya chayva. The posuk is saying over again, that the kravim have a right to buy back the fields. What is it teaching us? The second time, that's a chayv, that the kreivim have to do it. If they have money, they have a chayv to do it. Amrilei Rabbonim L'Rabashi, Rabbonim Tzat Rabashi, V'yamrilon some say Ravim L'Rabashi, Bishlem L'mandi Yom L'Rabbis Boti Yor Rechayma. If you're telling me now that this posik, Al Sdei Oretz, B'chol Gula Titnu, is coming to teach us even Boti Yor Rechayma, there is a mitzvah upon the kreivim to make a gula, Hainu Dichsir B'chol. That's good lashon b'chol. Means even the kreivim should also come and do it. Elo l'man diyama l'rabba is boti chatzerim. That the pasuk means to include a regular bayis boti chatzerim, and to teach us what that's a chayva my b'chol. In other words, like we know already that a boti chatzerim, which has the locha like an ir stei achuza, the kreivim could be goyel. So if you want to tell me, he's only teaching to me that's a chayva. Why does it say the word b'chol? Could have said it without the word b'chol. Tumor says kashir. Like Rashi said, the Pasuk just could have said, Gula titnu lords. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the question. Matam lemu, what does the Pasuk say? Yigulenu, gimopamim. By Yisrael and Eved Ivri to a guy, it says three times Yigulenu. So we darshan, the rabbi is called Agula, Shenigulas Kasedrazir. Anytime there's a Pasha of Gula, it's like this. That the Havminer is to say that the Kravim could be Goel. So my love doesn't mean to include the Bote Yori Chaimo V'Yevet Ivri, that by them also the Kravim have the right to be Goel to free them. It's not like we said before. Smor says, Loi, I tell you the Rebbe here is Bote Chatzerim Ostei Achuza. Teach us here also that the Kravim could come and be Goel. So Gemara asks, Bote Chatzerim Ostei Achuza? What do we have to have a special ribu yigulenu like gimu pomim by the parasha where you sell an evit to a guy for the Gemara behedjik siva? By in the place itself it says it. As day orat yichoshiv, it says that a bayis and ori chaserim means without a city, without a fence, a wall around it, it has the same malacha like a stay achuza. And by a stay achuza, the Torah says beferish that the kareivim have a right to come and be goel. So what do we have to have a special ribu here? So our answer is no. The Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, LeKarov Karov Kaidim. In other words, over here in the parasha of Eved Ivri, when you sell to a guy, it says Doi Doi, then it says Oi Ben Doi Doi. So it comes to teach us that the closer relative you are, you have the rights first to be goyel. Now this it does not say by Stei Achuza. So therefore, we learn out the extra Yigulenu will teach us just like over here by you selling to a guy, the first Karov has the rights. Who are then by a bote, by stay achuzen, by bote chatzerim, the first kor of the closest one has the rights. So that's the one of Teretz Hachinam here also, the kor of koidim. That's why we need that spashi glenu. But true, it's not common to teach us bote orichaimo or else a regular Eved Ivri that was nimka to a Jew. Now the Gemara says, hey, chiyit madrav nakhra yitzchum, where do we learn it? Aho, on this, the boiler, we ask a question like this. Eved Ivri and nimka li Yisrael, a regular Jew that was sold to another Jew, for an Eved Ivri. Nigola Kravim or Yeno Nigola Kravim. What's the locha? Could the Kravim, if they want to, they have the right to force the master to sell him free or not? So Mora says, Ali, but the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Bolach, again, if any questions, the Yom that he said before we had, Mi Shayna Nigol Biela, Nigol Bishesh, Alma, Loi Mifrika, that he also sure an Eved Ivri does not go out with the Kravim. Because he learned before that an Eved that was sold to a guy does not go out after 6 years. Only a regular Eved Ivri that does not go out with his Kravim, then his Nigal B'Shesh goes out after 6 years. So see clearly the Rebbe holds a regular Eved Ivri that sold to another Jew does not go out with his Kravim. So therefore there's no question. Kiti Bolok, where do I have my question? Though I'll leave with the Rabbanon according to the Rabbanon. That the Rabbanon say in Nimka Le'akum also goes out after 6 years. So my, Yafin and Sochi Sochir, the Demetic Zereshav and Sochi Sochir, so all the halachas that apply by one apply to the other, so therefore regular Ivri that was sold to another Jew also goes out with Kravim. For Loidarshi Yigalenu, they don't make the special Joshi Yigalenu Lezev Loiliacher, or Duma maybe no, Yigalenu Lezev Loiliacher, they also make this Joshua, that the Gulas Kravim only applies by Nimka Liyakum, but does not apply by Nimka Liyisrael. So that's our Shaila. They do make the drosha to say Yigulenu Lezer and Loi Liyacher. So that's the question. Could the Kravim do it according to the Rabbanim? So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. The Pasuk says, Bechol Gula Titnu is L'Rabbi's Batim V'Eved Ivri. It's coming to, there's a Rebu here that Eved Ivri does have a special type of a Gula. So my lab doesn't the Pasuk mean to say Batim Yorichayma V'Eved Ivri Hanim Kali Yisrael? That even in a case where a Jew was sold to another Jew, still he has a gula that the Kravim could redeem him. So Mora says, Loi, this pasuk maybe is only talking about Eved Ivri Hanimkal Yevet Kachavim. Like the pasuk says clearly, if a Jew sells himself to a guy, then there's a mitzvah upon the uncle, the Kravim, to redeem him. So Mora asks the question, Eved Ivri Hanimkal Yevet Kachavim, the hedjik sivbe. I don't need a special reba from the pasuk. The Torah says clearly, it says, Oi doi doi, Oi ben doi doi yigulenu. It says clearly, the uncle, or else the son of the uncle. So Torah says clearly, when you sell yourself to a guy, that there's a mitzvah upon the Kravim to redeem you. So Mora says, no.